I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Flooding in Ecuador has left thousands homeless and is responsible for killing more than 20 people. Christians are reaching out to help physically and spiritually. HCJB Global Hands' Herman Schirmacher says it's unifying the Ecuadorian church, but there's a lot of work to do.
I'm in Babahoyo with a medical team of 7 people, nurses and doctors, attending hundreds of people. We also started a radio campaign with local churches and to raise funds and food.
HCJB Global is working with Samaritan's Purse, Mission Aviation Fellowship, and others in this relief effort. Go to our website if you'd like to help. Next, student athletes from more than 20 major universities will listen through the entire New Testament as part of a campaign called You've Got the Time. Roger Holian, a Faith Comes by Hearing representative, is a sports chaplain who saw something interesting when he traveled with the teams.
95% of these young athletes had earplugs or MP3 players. This is a natural fit. Put the Word of God on a CD in MP3 format, give it to the athletes, encourage them to listen to 28 minutes a day. They'll complete the New Testament in 40 days and watch to see what God does.
Holian says that helps lay the groundwork for deeper study. And the World Bible Translation Center recently took part in an international book fair in Cairo, Egypt. Many Muslims and Arabs purchased the easy-to-read Arabic New Testaments. However, police noticed the team and arrested one team member but later released him. The team compared their experience to the apostles in Acts 5. They told the police that when people ask about the Bible or Jesus, they would not remain silent. Pray that the seeds of the gospel take root. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.